for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the Al and Jerry post-game pod. However, this is not Al and Jerry. Paul Rosenberg, the glue. And Willie Colon just wrapped up the show. Willie, what's going on?
How do you feel about butter sausage?
Butter sauce?
Butter sausage?
Butter sauce. I'm not a sausage guy.
You're not a sausage guy?
No, I like hot dogs. I don't like sausage.
Yeah. It's funny because I just finished a show with Jerry, and I was watching, I guess, a promotion clip with Grace Papaya.
Okay.
And I grew up a Grace Papaya guy.
Sure.
And I feel like that's one of the staples these local New York, at least new generation of New Yorkers don't appreciate, the Grace Papaya hot dog. The reason, yeah. By the way, I was being silly, Grace Papaya, excuse me, Grace Papaya, the butter sausage thing, it comes from Gary Busey. He has, like, you ever seen that thing? It was viral.
I know of Gary Busey. I don't know what viral hot dog Gary Busey was.
No, he's doing an interview. He's like, how do you feel about butter sausage? It was the most random thing. He started the interview like that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I've never heard of it.
Through the interview, he's like, what are you talking about? So I started just do that.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that.
You looked
before.
At me like, all right, Willie's.
Well, we're ready to go.
Obviously did a hit of something before he
started. But now I'm on a hot dog thing. How do you like your hot dog?
So I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm a spicy mustard sauerkraut guy. A little ketchup if need be. It's optional. Doesn't bother me. I'm not some of, you know, these hot dog enthusiasts that it can't be a ketchup on my hot dog. No, like if you like ketchup, put ketchup on your hot dog.
I'm a raw dog guy.
You know what?
Nothing
the shirt
on
says
it.
A lot. You're wearing a Pluto shirt that says "What's up, dog?" So
yeah, nothing on it. But I like it burnt to a crisp if it's on a barbecue. Like I want to taste the charcoal.
Why?
Because I think it tastes good. It makes the hot dog taste better.
Do you like all your food burnt?
I'm a big burnt guy, yeah.
Why is that?
Boy. I mean, typically, specifically, it starts with eggs. Because undercooked eggs are not a good scene for, like, me. So I will always ask, give me the scrambled eggs well done.
Right.
And then I started asking, all right, if I'm going to get the eggs well done, I might as well get the bacon well done. And then kind of it transformed.
It sounds like
everything well done.
Both of your parents couldn't cook. And you just had to adjust. That's what it sounds like.
No, so who knows? That's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's certainly a possibility. But that's kind of where it started.
You seem like you're from the Asian, not Asian persuasion, but the Caucasian persuasion. And there's a running thing that, you know, white folks don't like to season their food.
Oh, I have no issue seasoning. I like food, although we didn't get into this. I also don't eat cheese.
Allergic?
In a way.
Like lactose intolerant?
No, because I love ice cream. So I'm not lactose. I had a bad experience with cheese when I was like 12 or 13. I used to eat cheese all the time. Loved it.
What was the experience?
Had a bad experience. Lots of tummy issues for like a 3 or 4 week stretch. Anytime I had cheese, it would just be a disaster.
Sounds like you're allergic to cheese.
So I stopped eating cheese and my stomach got better. So I haven't had pizza in like 25 years.
Okay.
So I do bread, sauce, pepperoni, chicken. So I really just a breadstick. So I can hammer down an entire pie because it's just carbs.
So you prefer pizza sticks?
I prefer no cheese if I'm going to like a restaurant. Like I went to a restaurant.
But you can eat pizza now. You just couldn't when you was a kid.
No, I don't eat pizza now. I'll order it without cheese.
Oh, so it's done. You're done with the whole cheese. Yeah. Okay.
So I eat, but I'll go to a specific restaurant. I went to one with the lady friend earlier this week. And I said, all right, give me a pepperoni and sauce, no cheese.
What did she say? Did she walk away?
Oh, no. She, funny enough, she also doesn't like cheese. Now, she will eat pizza, she'll eat pizza and mozzarella, but she does not eat other cheeses.
So you guys trauma bonded over?
Something like that.
The fact that you've both been scarred by
it. Something like that. Don't eat cheese. Yeah.
Did you get laid afterwards?
No.
Was it an opening to you?
No. Well, so we met on an app, and one of the things that like real
you guys
me
met in, on an app.
Yeah,
that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why did we meet on an app? I don't
judge people who find love on apps. I understand some people just aren't socially inept to go walk up to a woman,
sure,
and kind of have the 1-2 and get the number. I get that. Mm-hmm. I lived for that opportunity.
As did I back in the day. Now, right. I'm 40. So I'm
43. So okay. we're in the same we're in the same league.
Yeah.
But I find it like so it's interesting. So I have a niece now. And my niece is an attractive young lady. She just finished her freshman year in college. And I watch how her peers, if you will, when they see each other, it's like, what's your Instagram? And they shoot away. But they can be 10 feet from each other and they'll communicate via
like DMs and
but
stuff.
Like they're in the same room.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, okay. You got the DMs, right?
Yeah.
Y'all talking, but you're in the same room. How about y'all put the phones down and just have the conversation
right
face to face?
Back in the day, in my formative years when I was going out between like 18, 21, 22, I would frequent Hofstra bars. That's right.
You know, I went to Hofstra.
Yes. Okay. So I would, Dizzy Lizards.
Dizzy? Shout out to Dizzy.
Yeah.
Before Dizzy was the library.
Yes.
And then it just...
Even back in the day, like Bogarts.
Yeah, Bogarts. Mulcahy's.
Bogarts would turn into Excess and Krabetz.
Yeah.
So all of those, me and my friends would frequent because they honestly didn't care too much for ID.
Well, yeah.
So that's where we would go. But even back then, you weren't on an app. You would go up to a girl, hey, do you want a drink? And kind of go that.
Jack and Coke was usually your end.
Right. Kind of go that way and kind of see what's what. Whereas at this point with the app, later in life, it was a lot easier, honestly, because you can send X amount of messages to people and you at one point one of them is going to work and stick. At least that was my theory.
So the physical and I guess the rejection face to face is harder to deal with.
Oh, I got rejected all the time, Willie. So
but no, I'm saying,
so I could deal with that.
But yeah, but the rejection 101 is harder to deal with than getting rejected via dating app.
Oh, sure. When you put it that way, absolutely.
And that's the problem why a lot of guys that are older than us have a problem with relating to us. Because it takes cojones to get rejected and be able to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand why guys older than us look down on certain things this generation or our generation now have come accustomed to. Like, no. Have the balls to get rejected,
yeah,
and also have the balls to get back in there,
absolutely,
and talk to somebody else. The night is young. You done got dressed up. You done put on your Juke cologne.
Mm-hmm.
You done pregame for 2 hours.
Yep.
You done stood in the cold, got ID'd. Now you're in the bar. You done spent your last check, right?
Yep.
The little bit of money you have to order drinks to try to fish somebody out who finds you remotely attractive.
Uh-huh.
Like, it takes some fortitude and grit to get through that. And these kids lack that. And I was like, oh, you don't like me? Okay, whatever, you're ugly. No, be a man. Yeah. They don't like you, move on. Keep swinging, kid.
I agree with that. And that happened often with me. And again, maybe it's because I was like 19, 20, 21. I really didn't give a crap about it. I didn't. I didn't care if I got rejected.
Everybody's broke, by the way. So right. What do you?
Right, because what am I going to complain about? I'm going back home. Like there's nothing, or you're going to a dorm, wherever you are. It's okay. People are going to get rejected. The majority of the time, like, you're going to get rejected.
But Paul, this is the thing.
Yeah.
The fact that guys and kids, especially who are in that dating stage, are so terrified with getting rejected
in person
that it paralyzes their ability to just have a social conversation with somebody of the opposite sex.
Right. Well, that's the issue there. Everyone have the few stories, or more than a few, about like guys having relationships with AI. Like AI,
it's a real thing.
Yeah. I know.
But they're like, these people are coming home talking to their AI as if they're a companion.
Yes.
And because it's AI, artificial intelligence, the AI is ushering their ego in this relationship that they now think is a real thing.
Right.
And it's why I, at the age of 43, don't like going out no more. Because I may be in a room with a guy like, hey man, you know, I know you have a wife, but I have an AI girlfriend that's smoking hot. We don't need to be friends, dude. We don't need to have conversations. I'm sorry. Right. I'm judging.
Do you go out often with the boys?
I've migrated to the cigar. I'm a cigar guy.
Oh, okay.
So my time out with the boys is the cigar room. That's it. Or golf. I don't have too many jiu-jitsu friends.
I started the golf back during like COVID. Me and my friends, JJ, who used to work here, John Jastrzemski, who you might know through SNY.
Yeah, I love JJ.
Me and him would sneak onto a golf course on Staten Island during COVID and would just play. And I got absolutely hooked, and I loved it. I haven't played a lot this summer, but I absolutely love it.
I love golf, and I've said this publicly, and I'll say it now. I wish I would have played golf a lot earlier in my football career, because it would have helped with my temperament, focus, and my level of mental agility. Because the thing about what golf teaches you, it doesn't matter what the mistake is. You still have to go back, address the ball, no matter where it's at, with the same level of education, focus, whatever it takes to get that ball in the right position so you can kind of, you know, get it done on that hole.
Honestly, a lot similar to dating. A lot similar to dating and getting rejected and, like, getting back in the game.
A lot similar. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And I like that you put that parallel together. I think right now what golf offers, I think a lot of kids who go to their high school and like, listen, I'm not going to play basketball because I'm not 6'3", right? I'm not going to play football because, you know, I don't like getting hit, whatever. I'm not skilled enough to play baseball. You can play golf and enjoy, I guess, the nuances of it, and it's not taxing on your body. Not to the point where, like, football, I mean, you can get a beating. Basketball, the running, the conditioning. There's a lot of things that can. Golf is where it's just you versus the course.
Right, yes.
Bottom line, it's you versus the course and how you address it, how you have to respect the course.
Right.
Your shots, what club to use, get to learn all the clubs you like. It's a me versus the course where you don't have to compare yourself with anybody else. Like, you can't compare yourself against the course. It's the course.
Did you get lessons, or did you kind of teach yourself?
So I didn't like golf. I retired. My wife was like, I got to get you off the couch, and I got to get your brain somewhere else. And there's a lot of business deals being made on the course. Here's a starter golf kit. She gave me the bags and a couple clubs.
Yep.
She brought me some, she purchased me some time, if you will, with an instructor. And I went out there, loved it, caught the bug. And I still have the bug. I just haven't been able to play as much as I would like. Clem coming off a knee injury.
Right. Do you have a favorite course in the area? What's your, like, do you have a one that you typically are like, wow, this is awesome to play?
I like playing at Knickerbocker. My buddy's he's a member at Knickerbocker. I like that. I also like playing. Paramus. I like playing at Paramus.
Sure.
I don't have any. One of my favorite places I've ever played was at TP Saw. Is the Sawgrass the waste management?
No, that's on Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. So I played in Scottsdale. Wherever it was, where they held the waste management.
Yeah. The 17th hole with the stadium.
I saw the whole thing. Yep. Actually, it was right before my birthday, so we had a golf trip there. So I got to see the whole...
The boys' trip to Arizona. That must be very nice.
Stayed at the Valley Ho. Shout out to the Valley Ho. It was awesome. So, and it was around spring training time.
Cool.
So it was cool little vibe. Golf, baseball. We got to see the town. So it was dope. So, and I trained in Arizona. I used to train in Chandler, Arizona before the season. So I was familiar with Arizona. But I loved it, man. It's awesome.
No, golf... Golf is great. And the best part for me about golf is I know I suck. I know I'm not well. I'm still good for like three or four ground balls, yeah. Topping a ball in the fairway. I'm so good for that. But
everybody, I mean,
if you hit one, if I hit one good shot.
It's orgasmic.
That's it.
Yeah, it's
okay. It reels you right back in. And even I could shoot like a 104 going into 18. And if I have a par and it's a great wet shot from the rough, I'm like, all right, let's play again. Let's go right back out there.
I see the enthusiasm in your eyes. Do you talk about golf on your dates?
No, so the lady friend knows that I golf.
Does she golf?
No. We went to Topgolf once. I tried to get her, like, obviously just swinging like a driver. Right. I kind of go like that way.
Right. Because now that you've established that this is a passion of yours.
Yeah.
Now she's going to be now trying to infiltrate that.
Right. Well, she's also been she's been great. She's gotten me like... golf swag, golf shirts, golf hats.
So she's supporting the hat.
Yes, we took a road trip to Disney. That's where I got, or to Florida. That's where I got the Pluto.
Right.
And she was like, do you want to like book a golf round like at Disney?
She cares about you.
Yeah, for sure. No, I ended up not doing it because frankly, the heat and the humidity down there.
It's a lot.
It is. And if you don't get up at 5:30, like it just like, it throws up your entire day specifically because like,
yeah,
Disney is not a vacation. Like, it's a vacation. I need a vacation from Disney.
Yeah, it's brutal. I agree.
And again, we don't have kids, and I'm walking 35,000 steps a day on concrete.
Did you stay at the hotels on the
yeah,
resort?
So we were lucky enough we stayed at Animal
Kingdom.
How
freaky is that? Is it hard to make love with Mickey as wallpaper?
So we stayed at Animal Kingdom.
All right. So Lion King.
Right. Well, yeah, we stayed at one of the Kidani or... Yeah. Jumbo House, I forget the names.
Because I'm going to be honest, I will be disturbed if I'm, you know, if I'm rubbing ankles with the wife and I look up and it's
yeah, there was
goofy
no Mickey or Minnie wallpaper that I remember.
It's awkward.
From Animal. But I understand, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like, you know, you're looking up to the side and it's like ears and a mouse.
It's ears. And it's like, all right, this feels like I'm either on a bad trip or I'm somehow been locked away in some freaky... Some freaky log house. Right. This is awkward.
So. Now, and you said you're going on a Disney cruise soon?
I just left a Disney cruise. It was for my daughter's birthday.
Yes.
I shot a commercial for it. And it was great. I'm a big fan of the mouse. The mouse doesn't miss.
Yep.
I have been an avid or a very, I feel like I'm turning into an ambassador of the Disney cruise line solely because I was anti-cruise prior to my Disney cruise. Now the mouse has taken over my soul, body,
sure,
and mind. And what's great about the Disney cruise, because yes, the food's great, the kids have an amazing time, they have amenities for adults. Mm-hmm. So if you're not like, hey man, I love the mouse but I need some quiet time, they have that for you.
Yep.
The food is phenomenal. 24-hour ice cream machine. They have endless, and the food is, forget about it, it's really good.
Yep.
What I really, really love about it is once you become, you have kids?
No.
Right. So when you have kids and you go on these type of journeys, vacations, whatever, you can do so much to make the kids' experience great and whatever that you'll be exhausted. Like you talk about going to the park and being exhausted from the park. Same thing can happen in a cruise line. Well, the Disney cruise, they have a kids club where you can drop the kids off and you and mom can go either go back to a room, make shadow puppets naked, or... You can say, hey, babe, I'm going to go to the gym. You go to the spa. We all have our own time.
Yeah.
They offer that to you.
That's
which
tremendous.
Was, it makes the trip worth it because as much as you love your kids, you get up, you got to wash them, bathe them, get them to breakfast and breakfast, get them to the pool or get off the ship, do XYZ, get them back on the ship, clean them up, and then you got to kind of, you know, move along with the day. To have that opportunity to say, hey, they're yours.
Yeah.
They take them and you can just get lost. It's a win. So I appreciate that.
What are your thoughts on waffle, the Mickey Mouse waffles? Are you a big fan?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I'm not a big waffle guy.
Okay.
I don't care. But anytime you see a Mickey Mouse waffle, you just got to be a fat ass. You do it.
Yeah.
I'm more of a pancake guy.
That's fine.
Stack them up.
I'm a big breakfast guy.
I'm a big breakfast guy.
Love breakfast so much so that at Disney we did the character breakfast, the character buffet at, Mickey's Cafe. I don't know, at the Contemporary Hotel. Wherever.
Oh, so you were committed. You wanted to see things.
Oh yeah, no, because I hadn't been to Disney. Since I was about 8 or 9 with my parents, right, back like many, many years ago. They both since passed. But that's the last time I was there.
Right.
So I hadn't been there in a very, very long time. So it was very cool to get to go there. It was cool. And you were talking about a Disney cruise. I went on a Disney cruise when I was like 12 or 13 called the Wrestle Vessel. And WWF at that point, now WWE, they used to sponsor cruise trips, and they put all the wrestlers on it.
Oh, wow.
So it was like 15 wrestlers.
So you're looking at like what? Tugboat, Bam Bam Bigelow?
So Edge, Bam, Christian. Bam, Bigelow, a couple of the guys there, Mick Foley, Edge, Christian.
Oh, so you're seeing like the cast.
Test, who, now Test, I believe, is not here with us anymore. But right, all of those guys, yeah, they're all there and bouncing around, and it was very, and that was my first experience with the Disney cruise.
So I've been fortunate enough to meet some wrestlers. Like, I know Paul Wright, Big Show.
Sure.
Met him, great.
He was there, too.
So when I won my Super Bowl, we went on Monday Night Raw. And DX at the time was who we were backing. And it was DX versus Big Show and Chris Jericho. And what was...
Jericho.
Yeah, what was ill about the experience was that, one... There's two sides of them. The entertainer and there's the regular guy. I'm going to be honest. I fell in love with the regular guy more than the entertainer because there's an appreciation. Like, I grew to appreciate what they do, which is serious. And, yeah, so you can call it a fake, but to show up, entertain,
that
put
is
your
real,
body.
Yep.
Like, I respect the whole grind. What I love about it is that each guy had a humility to them. They understood how they could be perceived as athletes and how some may think they're little whack jobs.
Yeah.
But they understood it. But they also, when you watch them work, you had a whole different appreciation for their craft and why they're considered professionals.
Right, because there's got to be a weird line they walk when they look at a football player who puts their life on the line every single week. And they do too, but it's such a different way of doing it.
But a lot of these guys did play either high school or college, so they understand our world.
Like Brock Lesnar just retired. He obviously played in the NFL and, a whole bunch of other guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's Roman Reigns who played at Georgia Tech. You know what I mean? Like, who else?
Rick Steiner's kid, who's Bron Breakker now.
All that. These guys understand the athletic world. What was good is that they still show a sense of respect and humility towards our world, even though that's not where they're at right now. So I did appreciate that. What was ill about it, too, is prior to us going out and doing the whole thing, Big Show goes, "Hey, man, can you guys teach me how to get in a three-point stance?" And I'm saying to myself, at some point in your life, somebody had to put you on a football field and say, "You're not going to play any other position besides offensive line or D-line."
Mm-hmm.
You telling me you don't know how to play, you put your hand and get in a generic three-point stance? Mm-hmm. So me, being a little bit of a dick, said that to him, and he looked at me like, "No." And I was just like, my bad. let me show you. So we're backstage trying to teach the Big Show how to get in the three-point stance. So I think the first time he's ever been in a traditional three-point stance is when you play the clip back. It's us lined up as an offensive line, and he's in front of us, and we taught him that stance backstage.
Right.
Which is wild.
I'm trying to remember if he utilized that into his wrestling moveset. like starting in a 3-point stance and charging at someone.
Could you imagine Big Show played right tackle?
Oh, you're not getting, like, no one's getting it. Like
that, like, I've seen, so, like, Jordan Mailata, huge.
Mm-hmm.
My left tackle, the Steelers, Max Starks, he was 6'8", 300, something to something. I mean, forget about it. He pinned the scale. You know, yep. That big. Lane Johnson, huge man. Like, there's endless, but Big Show is a different type of human being. Just from, like, a mass, body, legs, feet, head. Like,
yep.
It looks like he was created in a factory. Could you imagine that man with pads and a helmet on?
Oh, you get crushed every time.
It's insane.
No one would ever get by him, obviously. He'd pancake everybody on the subject of pancakes and waffles.
And the thing about it is, like, when you talk to him, you can tell there's a mean streak there. There's not this jolly big guy who, like, turns it on. Like, there's just something there. And first of all, you're Andre the Giant, son. So let's start there. Like, there's a brand you have to respect and uphold. But if he was to play football, he would... I mean, the ceiling would be so high, it's ridiculous.
Right. All right, before we wrap up, you were in Atlanta about 8 hours ago, whatever it might be.
Bro.
Now, the fact that you're even willing to do the post-game pod with me is wonderful. Well,
because
I appreciate that.
I told Jerry I'm not going to be able to sleep because my mind is on, first of all, we're going into lunchtime, and I have like a rainbow, not a rainbow, like I got a list of things I have to do, and I have to be back on air for SOY because we have to talk Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to do a little prep for that. And the problem is I say all this, and I'll get like 5 minutes of quiet time in my room, and I may be sucking in the pull-off. Like, I just pass out. So it's just me acting like I'm tough, but we'll see what happens.
There you go. When you get like delayed like that, and you told the story earlier on the show about the guy who dropped the pants on the line, who clearly...
I should have showed Jerry that video.
Tested. Well, I'll remind you for tomorrow.
Please.
I'll absolutely remind you for that. Like, in your head, what are you thinking when you see just the with the bird dogs and like?
So, can we talk about, I don't think people are self-aware enough. The way people get on planes or just approach.
Yeah.
They're just not self-aware about what's going on. It seems like they have an agenda in their mind. They just want to get settled, do whatever they got to do to kind of stomach the flight and get off.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of in. Like, I try to be self-aware. Like, I am the guy, I'm gonna be very honest, you see me on a plane, and I'm most likely going to have flip-flops on. I will take my flip-flops off, and I'm going to tuck them underneath the seat. Sure. I'm not going to put them on a seat and nothing like that. I'm not going to get them anybody, but I like my
shoes. So you're okay being barefoot on the plane?
I am a barefoot guy on the plane. And I think to some people that's absolutely gross and disgusting.
Yeah, I would wear think, that. Yeah.
But I think when you see people walk on the plane and pull out a tuna melt or... rip open a fresh bag of sour cream onion, and you're in a 3-seater. And when you see people just do the most insane things, not insane because it's nothing like, I mean, it is what it is. But if they're that comfortable in public, it makes you think how really comfortable they are in the comfort of their own home. Like, what wild, weird shit do people really do?
Uh-huh.
If they're like, when nobody's watching.
What do you think the dog was attracted to? And you mentioned the dog story earlier. The dog started barking.
I think the dog
barking.
Was freaked out because, one, he's in between his owner's legs.
Yeah.
So I was sitting in the middle seat. It was a 3-seater. I'm sitting in the middle seat. The guy was sitting to my right. The dog's in between his legs. He's laying on the floor. So he's feeling all the turbulence. And he's probably hearing everything that's going underneath the plane. And he's if you're from a dog view, you're looking at a million feet in front of you.
I hear you.
So he's like, it's probably a bad nightmare for the guy. And then then you're hearing carts go back. It's nutty. So and first of all, I don't want to get in trouble. But, and I'm going to just say it. I don't know if everybody's service dog is a service dog.
Oh, that's a popular theory.
Is that a fair take?
Yeah, it's a very fair take. And you are talking to a person.
And I'm a dog lover. And I'm allergic to dogs, but I love dogs.
I love dogs. I'm the dog guy at the station. I've been to the Westminster Dog Show about 4 or 5 times.
Oh, so you're serious about it.
I've been a media member there. The American Kennel Club, we mentioned it earlier. Like, they gave me a swag box a few years ago.
Oh, so you're going to the bathroom and breeds. Going off a little bit because you're just so in love with dogs.
Well, I'm a dog guy. I love dogs. I've been watching the Westminster Dog Show for years, all the dog shows I watch. So I have a special place in my heart for dogs. Me and the lady friend have a little Shar-Pei puppy.
Now the shirt's starting to make sense.
Right. We have a Shar-Pei puppy, Bogey. That's his name. So, and he's adorable. And
you
he's
and your
best.
New lady.
Yes.
You shared a dog.
Yeah.
That's an early commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's too much?
No, I don't think it's too much. I think that there was a time, now he's only, the puppy, Bogey is 9 months.
Okay.
So puppy still, but he is now starting to, you know.
How long have you been seeing this woman?
15 months, roughly. 15,
oh, so you guys
months.
Are a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if this was a summer fling thing.
No.
You guys are in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so this is committed.
Okay.
But so Bogey, who is
this a test, by the way, to see if you can handle the dog, you handle the child?
No. So her family has had about 3 or 4 Sharpays, which is the type of dog that we have, and we were out. And she saw a puppy Sharpei in a window,
okay,
and kind of fell in love. And I think I don't know if she would have gotten it if I wasn't there,
right,
or if we weren't dating. I don't know that. But somehow in my mind, I feel like there's a way she would have just picked up that dog no matter what.
Now, did you purchase the dog?
No.
You didn't purchase it?
No.
She purchased it.
Right.
But if you would have purchased it, do you think you would have got an extra treat in the sheets?
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. Ah! And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THE DIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Probably.
See, you should have purchased the dog. You probably, whatever freaky fantasy you would have had, you probably would have been able to happen because you would have brought the Sharpei for her.
See, that's also weird because I don't want to associate the Sharpei with that.
Why?
It's weird. It's like you associating that when you're looking at the mouse.
No, it's
on the
called
bed.
Teamwork.
No, I know. I get that.
Yeah. But the Sharpei wouldn't throw me off from getting a job done. Just like Mickey wouldn't deter me, I would just look up and be like, oh, that's kind of awkward. Get back to business. That's all it would do. It would not deter me in what way from accomplishing what I've come to do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair. All right.
For Christ's sake, you could have the whole cast of fucking Peter Pan in there. Trust me, Willie's going to get the job
done. Willie's getting the job done.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Willie, thanks so much.
I love
Appreciate it, man. You're the best. See you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
That is the Al and Jerry Pod with Rosie and Willie Colon.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch.
it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.